story from Melbourne today about a suburban neighbourhood dispute. A bloke in Melbourne has decided in his home in Caroline Springs, which is in the western suburbs, he's decided to erect a 4-metre-tall replica of Michelangelo's David. It's 4 metres high. Now, the neighbours aren't happy. They want the council to remove the statue. They described it as a vile eyesore. They're worried about their property values, they're worried about vandals, and they're worried about traffic increasing in the area as well. We're going to talk about this in a few moments' time with an expert on neighbourhood disputes. But Phil Baker, if your next-door neighbour erected a 4-metre-high statue, and it might be of David, it might be of Wally Lewis, how would you react?
Well, I think I'd rather Michelangelo than Wally Lewis, to be honest, Clinton. But yeah, I think it would be a bit of a nightmare, really. One thing that I would really detest if my neighbours all of a sudden did those Christmas lights and put up the sort of, you know, the Father Christmas out the front. Have you seen those sort of whole street
sections? Oh, you're screwed. That's fun.
That's a nightmare, Stephanie.
I grew up in a neighbourhood which pretty much led the way in Sydney with Christmas lights, a suburb in the south in the Shire, Bonnet Bay. And this was back in the early to mid-80s, and we would be smashed with traffic every Christmas. And eventually the suburb got sick of it and actually stopped the Christmas lights. They then spread to every other suburb in Sydney. I think you're the Grinch, but but I can actually understand your point.
Bah, yeah. Humbug.
Well, Stephanie, would you like the statue, or would it bother you if someone...
It would amuse me greatly, but I on the topic of bad neighbours... I live on a really nice, quiet street in Glebe, and everybody there is so respectful and quiet and lovely. And I realise that I'm the bad neighbour.
Oh.
I had that realisation, and I realised...
Why? What have you done?
Well, again, it was just this moment. I was like, God, I'm so lucky to live on such a nice street. I'm glad that no one has really late parties, except for that one I threw a couple of weeks ago. And, you know, no one's ever misbehaving and, you know, setting off firecrackers at 2 in the morning, except for the time I did that on Friday. No one has any annoying pets, but I think my cat goes into the neighbour's house a lot. So I've realised now that I'm the person that everyone's probably crossing their fingers hoping that I'm going to leave. So I'm representing bad neighbours here. I'm going to put my Christmas lights out. I'm going to erect my 4-metre statues of David, and I'm going to do it unapologetically.
I think my household may fall into that same category. Of course, we have 3 unruly kids, but we have 2 dogs. And they're not normal dogs. I'm talking chihuahuas. And they're very loud when they want to be chihuahuas.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of years ago when we were living in another house, we didn't realise. My wife and I were going off to work each day, and we'd come home at the end of the night, and Aztec would calm down and everything was fine. One night we opened the letterbox. What was in the letterbox?
The chihuahua.
Close. Oh, a death threat.
Oh, really?
There was a death threat issued to the chihuahua. I kid you not.
In someone's handwriting? Or was it sort of like
cut out
clippings, like cut out, sort of like in The Godfather or something?
And
like
it was basically, your chihuahua is going off its brain every day while you're at work. You better do something about it immediately, or there'll be no more chihuahua.
Wow.
And that happens in neighbourhoods. People throw baits over fences.
And did you know who it was?
And I was so incensed. And I'm not a dog person. My wife's the dog person in our family. And I love the dog dearly, but, you know, I can take him or leave him a lot of time. Mm. I was so incensed that somebody didn't actually just have the courtesy to knock on the door and say, hey, you know what? Your chihuahua barks its head off all day. Can you please
do something about it?
Rather than just say, we're going to kill it.
Yeah.
So I knocked probably about 10 doors, 12 doors around our place, and everybody was innocent and claimed they didn't know anything about it. And I tended to believe them. But
one of those people knew.
a dog can cause you problems.
But I think that you did the right thing, in that if you get a cowardly response by that, you've actually got to try and find the person and confront them and do so in a respectful, I think, human way. Because, I mean, I occasionally have had a neighbour tap on the window and look pleadingly and say, please be quiet. Oh, you know, sorry. And, you know, you are embarrassed. If you are the bad neighbour like me and someone complains, then, yeah, we will rush to... quiet down.
My wife's done it. Like, there's been parties in the street. She's gone and knocked on their door, but I couldn't do it. I'd be worried that unless I knew the person, that I'd get a bad response and they'd hate me and, I don't know, send people after me. 13 13 32 is our number. Firstly, if your next door neighbour or somebody in your street erected a statue that was at 4 metres tall, how would you react to that? Would that be an issue for you? Let us know. And what other neighbourhood disputes have you suffered over time? 13 13 32. Natasha Raw is from the New South Wales Community Justice Centre. This is a problem around Sydney at times, isn't it, Natasha?
Oh, absolutely. We get all kinds of neighbour disputes come through our mediation service, and, yeah, some pretty colourful stories at times.
What are the typical examples that you deal with?
Oh, look, the garden variety stuff literally is sort of trees, fences, dogs, loud parties, loud kids. Bit of an increasing trend is invasion of privacy, where neighbours sort of set up security cameras trained on each other's buildings, which is a bit disturbing.
Gee.
That's sort of the nasty end of it. But quite often it's just things that are annoying that over time build up so that people can develop quite a lot of frustration and aggression about it.
What can be done about these disputes and how can you help?
Well, I was just listening to your discussion before and I think, you know, you guys were spot on when you were saying that the very best thing that you can do is to try and resolve the dispute as early as possible in a respectful way. So the idea is that, you know, if you can have a friendly word when you're not feeling furious or tired out or at the edge of your wits, then you're likely to get a much better outcome than if your neighbour ends up getting a letter from the council because you dobbed on them or something along those lines, let alone a 2-hour through your letterbox. But, you know, so the idea is that if you can have a sort of a human face interaction where you can hear their side of the story, why they've done what they've done or whether they were aware that there was a problem, that can be fantastic. But that doesn't always work. And we offer a mediation service that can really assist people who aren't able to communicate on their own about these things. So basically, people can call our service to ask for assistance. We might give them a bit of advice about how to communicate with their neighbour, but we could also invite their neighbour to attend a mediation session with them.
So at 3 in the morning and the music's pretty loud, can we give you a call or is that an issue for the police?
Yeah, no. Sorry, I missed that.
At three in the morning, the Labors are playing loud music. Is that an issue we can come to you for, or do we call the cops on that one?
Look, at 3 in the morning, I think you're probably calling the cops, who may just tell you to give us a call in the morning. but you can give us a call any time between 9 and 5. And then the number, if I can give it out, is 1-800-990-777. So that's pretty easy to do. And what we do is talk you through a couple of options, and we might, if you want us to, invite your neighbours to come and sit down to talk about it in a structured way. So, I mean, a lot of people know what mediation is. Some people have an idea about what it is. What we have is a process where a trained mediator sits down with everybody. And we take our time, sometimes it's 3 or 4 hours, to really nut out what the issues are so that people can understand each other's perspectives. And it's pretty successful on the whole. About 80% of our sessions result in an agreement. So if you can get your neighbour to come to mediation with us, there's actually a really good chance that you can sort something out that you can both be happy with.
Natasha, I was wanting to ask you, have you yourself ever been involved in a neighbourhood dispute where you've lived?
In fact, I have.
And what was that?
It was to do with the hoarder next door.
The hoarder?
Oh, hoarder.
Oh.
Yeah.
So, yep, I have direct experience of it. I know exactly how it feels to have, you know, something going on next door that you're finding it hard to live with, and that's, you know, your home's your castle. So if something's going on next door, it's pretty hard to live with. Yeah.
So there was a lot of rubbish out the front or something? Or
It was kind of a caving in on our fence. You know, back.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Yeah. You don't live at Bondi, do you, Natasha?
No, I don't happen to live in Bondi. I think it's more common than you might think. And look, actually, my experience in that situation is that with direct communication, sort of saying, well, look, understand that, you know, you've got the right to do what you want to on your property and you know, you're in a situation that's hard for you as well, but this is how it's affecting me. And it's really actually one of the biggest tips that you can give people talking about neighbourhood disputes is that one of the ways you can have that difficult conversation, I think you guys were saying that, you know, you might not feel comfortable doing it, is not to talk to the person about what they should be doing differently. It's to talk about how you're feeling.
Mm. And look, most people don't want to make their friends, neighbours or colleagues feel uncomfortable. So hopefully they come around to your way of thinking. Thanks so much for your time today, Natasha. Some wonderful advice.
All right, good. Good luck with it all. Thank you.
Natasha Raw, who's from the New South Wales Community Justice Centre.